Customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor.
Yes, I've got, this is Elaine Cook. I've got two bogus charges on my bank statement, both made on the same day, 4/15, for $90-something a piece, and I didn't order nothing from Basil Thumb, whatever that is. And this has been going back through all my bank statements, these same charges. Started about 5 or 6 months ago. So I'm going to turn this over to my Norton LifeLock and get the money back if you can't give it back to me, and they'll be in contact with you.
Okay, well, first let me go ahead and pull up the account, and then we can take it from there.
All right.
Can I please have the zip code?
38501.
Okay, and can I have the first and last name that is on the account?
Elaine Cook.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and can I have the shipping address on the account you are calling in about today?
300 Joshua Road, Cookville, Tennessee, 38506. Well, it's
01-38501. Okay. So I have gone ahead and located. Excuse me?
Go back 6 months and you'll find them charges on my bank statement every month. It just slipped by me.
Okay, well, bear with me. I have gone ahead and located the account with that information today. If you can please allow me a moment to review it so I can see what's going on. Please bear with me.
All right. Find out why two charges was made the same day. Jar of face cream ain't worth that much.
Okay, ma'am. So I've located the account. I do see there was an order that was placed for the face cream and eye serum back on the 29th of March for $7.45 for the eye serum and $6.70 for the face cream for the shipping cost. That was initially a 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and then placed on the automated billing and shipping. Do you remember ever placing the order for a trial for face cream or eye serum, ma'am?
No, I haven't. I got hacked.
Okay.
I've got all kinds of bogus charges on my bank statement.
Okay, ma'am. I don't know what's on your bank statement. I can only assist what's on your account with us, ma'am.
Can you tell me why $90-something was held out two times on the same day?
Yes, ma'am. I can explain what's going on with the charges on your account with us. So I do see it was for the face cream and eye serum. That was a 14-day trial period. After that 14-day trial period ended, as it states in terms and conditions, if you didn't call back to cancel, you would be billed the full retail price of that trial and put on our automated billing and shipping. So we went ahead and you were billed on the 14th of April for the end of trial cost that was initially ordered back on the 29th of March. And then you were billed again in May 16th for the eye serum and face cream. And that each of those charges back in May and April were $92.90 for the face cream and $91.90 for the eye cream, ma'am. So that's
that.
What we've billed you so far.
I got hacked.
Now you didn't.
I've been hacked and I didn't bill that.
Okay, ma'am. So you never placed the order for the initial trial for $7.45?
No.
Did anyone in your household place that order? Or, like, do a survey that allowed them to place the order?
No, ain't nobody here but me and my husband, and he never orders anything.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do is I can file this as fraud for you today. Now, what that would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place when it was placed online, ma'am. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me while I go ahead and file this as fraud for you. And just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges?
My bank's been notified. That's all I could do with them. I have to give it to Norton Lifelock after I call you. And that'll be
Did you file a dispute with your bank?
No, I just reported it. That's all I could do with my bank.
Okay. And they told you to call us first? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get this filed as fraud for you and work on those refund credits for the fraud claim for you. So bear with me while I get this resolved. Bear with me.